We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're not gonna take it. 98.7
and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now at 647. Three big things.
Three.
Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock, retired accountant with lots of guns.
Two.
Wichita School Board chooses Stan Reeser as its newest member.
One.
Kansas Supreme Court rules state education funding still inadequate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, we still got a traffic accident you'll want to watch out for. This is downtown area. It's on Washington, north of Kellogg. Watch out for a slowdown in the area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Hey, mostly cloudy today with a 20% chance for late day showers and a high of 80 degrees. 60% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 65. Wednesday, 70% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 74. Now cloudy, a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 71 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. The president is traveling this week.
Focus on the White House. President Trump announced he would go to Las Vegas on Wednesday, 2 days after the latest worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
In times such as these, I know we are searching for some kind of meaning in the chaos, some kind of light in the darkness. The answers do not come easy.
The president ordered the U.S. flag flown at half-staff in memory of the more than 50 people killed. Despite the Las Vegas outrage, President Trump's trip to Puerto Rico today is still on.
President Trump says he's traveling to Puerto Rico to thank people and hear firsthand how the recovery efforts are going.
We are going to be seeing all of the first responders, the military, FEMA, and frankly, most importantly, we're going to be seeing the people of Puerto Rico.
The president once again defending the federal government response, saying it's, quote, amazing what has been done in a short period of time, given the extensive damage. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
U.S. stocks set more records Monday as health care companies and banks continue to surge. As investors grew more optimistic about the recovery in manufacturers, stocks got a boost after the Institute of Supply Management said U.S. factory activity hit a 13-year high in August as hurricanes disrupted supplies but drove up demand for manufactured goods. Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 9 points. While the Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 152 points, good gain there. NASDAQ gained 20 points. Wells Fargo's chief executive is saying the bank remains deeply sorry for its sales tactics and that a year since the scandal over them exploded has substantially changed for the better. Comments from Tim Sloan come ahead of his scheduled appearance in front of the Senate Banking Committee today. Now, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Let me go to the expert here.
Yo.
We had a discussion going a few minutes ago. My question is, why can't the state of Kansas ever hit their target when it comes to the revenues they're predicting from 1 month to the next? And Don made a couple of great points, Don. First of all, that revenue, it's coming in off all kinds of taxes.
There were 330,000 business owners who were not paying state income tax, and it went into effect July 1st. So now they are paying state income tax. Now, the way I understand it is that they have until the end of the year to pay it. In other words, it's retroactive to the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But they have throughout the rest of this year to pay it. So they're not going to penalize them if they don't. You know, normally if you have a certain amount of income during a quarter, you've got to pay the income tax on that money or you get penalized for it if you don't pay it during the quarter you make it. But we have till the end of the year to do it.
I was going to say most of them are probably paying quarterly.
Yes.
That's what I do. I pay quarterly.
Yes. So they don't want to get hit with a massive, 6% tax bill at the end of the year. So they're paying it as it trickles in.
See, that's why you're here. You're an expert on these things.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure somebody knows a lot more than I do and will call in and correct me.
I don't think, Ted, you think anybody knows anything more than Don?
You declare bankruptcy on New Year's Eve.
That's a good idea to
get
do
you
it.
Out of it.
Well, or, you know.
All right. Going to college for free.
Yes.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Go on, Don.
It's too late for us, unfortunately.
Right. But,
well, I ran across an article in Money Magazine that really piqued my interest. It's titled, All the Places You Can Go to College for Free. Of course, with two kids at KU.
There you go.
And me not being able to afford bubblegum anymore, I fumbled quickly to get to page 82 to read the article. Well, it had some great news, but unfortunately, the free college mostly were tied to where kids attended high school. For example, students who live in Orange County in the city of Ontario, California, at least 2 years before high school graduation can receive full tuition scholarships to any California community college. The program is not means tested. You could be a billionaire and still get it, but they need to complete community service hours and maintain just a 2.0 GPA, which is what Steve and I both graduated with. The Missouri plan covers tuition and fees to community and tech colleges for graduates from 500 different high schools. They need a 2.5 GPA and 95% attendance rate to receive 50 hours of tutoring, and they need to receive 50 hours of tutoring or mentoring to get the free college. Oklahoma's plan is similar and will cover tuition to any Oklahoma public university for up to 5 years. That's 2 years fewer than it took Steve to get through and me. However, it is means tested with a maximum annual income not to exceed $50,000 at time of application or $100,000 at the time the student goes to college. If one happens to attend El Dorado High School in El Dorado, Arkansas,
yeah.
Students, I don't know how it's pronounced there, can get pay tuition at an accelerated college any accredited college in the county. Sorry, I couldn't see that. Public colleges in Arkansas are fully covered, and private out-of-state tuition is covered up to the highest Arkansas tuition, university tuition. Now, it's privately funded by Murphy Oil Company, and it covers tuition bills before other scholarships are considered. So if you go to that one El Dorado High School or El Dorado High School, whatever they call it in Arkansas, you can go to school free because of Murphy Oil Company. Okay. Enough of these other darn states. What about Kansas?
What about Kansas?
Well, the Bethany College Good Life Scholarships cover graduates of McPherson and Saline County High Schools.
Really?
Who are attending Bethany College. This is a brand spanking new scholarship. You're hearing it first here. That covers tuitions for as many as 5 years. And this is the first year of the program. There are very few requirements other than being accepted to Bethany and living on campus. Free school at Bethany. Bethany's a great school. Time to move to McPherson or Salina?
Let's go.
Well, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
All right, Don. Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Oh, well, so are you
boyfriends
taking yours out?
Or have
you
been overlooked in the past when it comes
to
home.
Are you going to buy them lunch?
There are special days for
buy
mothers
dinner,
and
a little
fathers,
candlelit dinner, maybe?
Siblings, cousins, grandparents, girlfriends, and even in-laws. This is a day to show appreciation to boyfriends everywhere for the good things they do.
Well, what are you going to do with your boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend. It's not that.
Oh,
it's that
you're too macho to admit you have a guy who's a
married,
friend?
I am married, but my wife considers me her boyfriend, right?
Okay, then you should treat yourself.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's go down to City Hall today and get some free donuts.
Does that mean I have to?
Ted's a boyfriend.
My daughter's been a boyfriend. Boyfriend of the week it is this week for my daughter. Yeah. So
my daughter used to drag home some, you know, whatever she could find in a bar. You know, wow.
When she was 12.
Wow. No, she's 13, but
she could reach the bar.
I'm kidding.
She's tall enough to reach the bar stool.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Man,
but it
is
boyfriend
terrible.
Day. I hope you guys make good boyfriends for whatever happens.
Yeah. Well,
hope the ladies of Wichita are listening.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I've offended.
I expect to be treated well today.
Well, you know, and even if I'm a married guy, you know, some woman hopefully maybe considers me a friend who's a boy, you know, so maybe they'll buy me a
lunch. I don't think
or
you
something.
Better go there.
Yeah,
Barb could be listening.
Well, maybe Barb. I'm going to hit her up for lunch.
There you go.
Heck yes.
You're the boyfriend. All right, guys.
6:56, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Republican leaders not pleased with Kansas Supreme Court ruling on school funding. We've got the story on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.